Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NHL last night, the Bruins erased a 3-0 deficit for the second straight game before Brandon Carlo scored the tie-breaking goal with 2 minutes 37 seconds remaining in a 5-3 victory over the Capitals. Also, the Rangers topped the Penguins 3-1, the Canadiens drubbed the Canucks 6-2, and the Flames edged the Jets in a shootout 4-3. In hockey news, Rangers general manager Jeff Gorton says Tony DeAngelo has played his final game for the team, despite going unclaimed on waivers. Gorton said yesterday the 25-year-old defenseman has been assigned to the taxi squad but won't be around the team after an undisclosed incident. He noted goaltender Alexander Georgiev was fine after reports of an altercation with DeAngelo. In the NBA yesterday, the Bulls downed the Knicks 110-102, the Lakers bested the Hawks 107-99, the Bucks thumped the Trailblazers 134-106, and the Hornets beat the Heat in overtime 129-121. In MLB news, Red Sox second baseman Dustin Pedroia announced his retirement yesterday. Pedroia was the 2007 Rookie of the Year and the American League MVP in his second season, but he played in a total of 9 games in the last 3 seasons because of a knee injury. A 3-time All-Star, Pedroia batted .299 with 140 homers and 725 RBIs. He spent all 17 of his seasons with the Red Sox. He played in 2 World Series and collected a 3rd ring in 2018 when he was injured. And lastly, Major League Baseball will proceed with an on-time start to spring training and the season after players rejected a plan to delay reporting by more than a month last night. Management proposed on Friday that spring training be pushed back from February 17th to March 22nd and that opening day be delayed from April 1st to April 28th, cutting each team's schedule down from 162 games to 154. I'm Jesse King.